Greetings from Long Island, where every highway is a sunrise. It's time for Dave's Gone By, an hour of comedy, talk, and music brought to you by Total Theater, with your host, Dave Lefkowitz. You've never heard anything like it, so sit back, relax, squeal if you must. Here's the host of Dave's Gone By, Dave!
Tropical hot dog night! Like two flamingos in a fruit fight! Every color of day, swirling around at night.
Well, there goes the neighborhood. Welcome everybody on this Labor Sunday, September 2nd, 2007, to the 236th episode of Dave's Gone By. We're calling it Labor Pains because we're giving birth to our sixth season of this program. We've been on the air on WTV.
You are so clever, Dave.
Is that clever? Labor Pains, get it?
On Labor Day.
Well, it's tomorrow, actually, isn't it? Well, what is actual...
Today's Era of Labor Day.
Era of Labor Day. So it's Era of Labor Pains. It's like our water is breaking as we speak. And as water breaks over Costa Rica, where you're going to be flying in a couple of days. We'll explain all of this. By the way, we've just been on the air for an hour, luckily enough.
It was very interesting.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jeff is trying to book hotel. He already has his plane reservations, and he's booking hotel reservations for his trip to Costa Rica this week. Meanwhile, there's this Hurricane Felix lashing down on Aruba and heading towards Costa Rica, ready to make landfall.
Well, no,
Jeff makes landfall.
It's heading towards, I think, Belize.
Okay.
Belize? It's a little bit north.
Well, Belize don't hit Costa Rica when Jeff's flying.
Oh,
there.
And Priceline has crapped out again.
What is your latest?
$52.
Wow. I guess a lot of people are still taking their chances.
I don't know. Them upscale motels. I don't know if I want to stay in a moderate hotel.
When you go to Vegas, that's all you do. You like to stay in the little dinky-ass Vegas motels.
It's better to stay in an upscale. But I could try. Would you like me to try a moderate hotel?
Oh, nothing would make me happier
than for $41.
Give it a whirl. You'll probably get that, hopefully. You might have to sleep in the toilet, but I've done that. It's not so terrible. Speaking of not so terrible, we've been on this. We've been doing this not so terrible show since October of 2002. We're 236 episodes in and still going strong, beginning our sixth season tonight. So I'm very, very happy to be here to begin, even though it's not autumn yet. It's close. And I want to thank the sponsors who've been with us, most of them, from the very beginning. Thank you, Hewlett Minuteman Press, the Copy Kings of Broadway in the South Shore of Hewlett, Long Island. 1315 Broadway is the address.
And it's next to Lohman's Shoes.
Next to Lohman's Shoes and across the street from Regular Lohman's.
Lohman's.
And by the way, there's a sign.
I hate those irregular Lohman's.
There's a sign, you're going to love this, on the Lohman's regular store. Now, I guess it's just the landlord sign that they're expanding. The building, maybe not the actual Lowland. So there's other stuff happening with
too.
That building, huh?
They're having labor pains, too.
Yes, it's all about... See, that's the metaphor that continues through the whole show.
Yeah.
Let's see. How about mortgagesrock.com?
Well, if you don't want to have pains doing the laborious work of getting your own mortgage...
Beautiful. Yes, yes, yes.
Please call mortgagesrock.com. Or, actually, you can call them, but...
Visit their website.
They probably would like you to visit the website, where you can learn...
Where you can learn how to cough horribly.
Yes, you can learn how to get your own mortgage. You can sell a friend or a relative a mortgage. You can make money by
doing it. You make a commission.
Yeah.
You learn how to be a mortgage broker. It's just paperwork, and the folks at MortgagesWatch.com will... It really is. What it is, learning what to do, and then having them sign 10,000 stacks of paper.
And they're awfully nice people there, because I called them for help, and... They were very helpful.
And I meet them all the time. It's not just a website out of nowhere. They have an office in Hewlett, and they answer the phone. It's Real People, MortgagesRock.com. Now, there's also Real People at Performing Arts Insider Theater magazine.
No, they're fake, phony theater people.
Well, they get the right information somehow.
Yes, but they're fake, phony theater people like you.
Well, I am fake and phony.
Yes.
Me?
Yes.
I'm as genuine a person as... Oh,
as imitation craft cheese.
Really? What's fake about me? I'm wondering. Do I have that phony gene of like people who are on the air and media? Am I so different in quote unquote real life?
No, Dave. We love you.
Oh well. Okay.
Oh, he's blushing.
Not really. But anyway, Performing Arts Insider, Theater Magazine. Get it 12 times a year.
Excellent. It's the Bible of Broadway.
It really
is. Tells you all everything you want to know about any production running on Broadway today, off-Broadway, cabaret.
Off too, cabaret.
Yeah.
Opera,
it's also,
dance.
You know, anything, if you're planning to be a professional theater, it's something you really should subscribe to.
If you are planning to be a professional theater, first of all, you might have to get some wood and nail it to your arm.
I said professional in theater.
Oh, excuse me. Okay. Excuse me. Sorry. My little mistake. So that's my non-air side coming out. The nasty little miserable Dave side, which Jeff gets to see now and then. And he loves it.
Now and then?
What? All the time? Well, I guess. Anyway, PerformingArtsInsider.com.
You try driving in a car with you for an hour.
I do whenever I'm in a car. I'm used to it.
Oh, and my God. They won't even... A little cheap, dinky hotel won't take $42.
Ooh. Well, it's Costa Rica. It's a hot spot.
Not now. It's
I mean,
a
don't forget, these hotels might be expecting $150 a night.
No, they're expecting like $55.
Says who?
It says the median price is $55.
All right. Well, then maybe you should hit... You know, something closer to $55 if you want to get a yes.
No.
And speaking of a yes, how can people say yes to having a wonderful party, having a great, be it a christening, a bar mitzvah, a bas mitzvah, an office party? What should they do?
I don't know.
I think they should call Fancy Schmancy Balloons. 516-797-3229. 516-797-3229.
I hear they're very interesting when you pick up the phone.
Party decorations, all that cool kind of stuff, the balloons that they do. And Jeff, who runs Fancy Schmancy Balloons, also can put you in contact with any DJ that you need, or a band, or flowers, anything you need for your party
celebration. I can run an entire party for them.
Yeah, I guess you could, but your mainstay is...
And we could do it for free.
What?
But we won't.
What? Oh, we almost had someone call in there when they heard that. Anyway, Fancy Schmancy Balloons, 516-797-3229. Anyway, let me tell you what's going to be on this episode of Dave's Gone By.
What's going to be on this episode of Dave's Gone By, Dave?
Now, it's our season premiere, so I didn't book any other guests. I'm very happy to have Jeff Goodman with me, as he is very often on the show. But it's going to be a chance for Jeff and me to talk about some stuff that's in the news, including the wonderful and delightful Senator Larry Craig, who, you know, I wish he were on some flight and not to Costa Rica.
Oh, no. Well, he likes airports, too.
Well put. And we'll also talk about, speaking of travel, something that happened with a CEO of a particular airline. It's a great story of embarrassment.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, nothing's going to happen to him. I mean, he's the boss. But a little bit embarrassing. We're going to talk about that. Plus, we have the actual news gone by tonight, where we look at news stories in a weird and perverted and Jon Stewart-y kind of a way. And then Inside Broadway, where we'll be talking about Broadway and off-Broadway news. And I will be reviewing Grease, the Broadway revival of the musical Grease. So, basically, I don't know, I had not such a good week. I was productive, I did some work, but I got a cold again. I tend to do that every few weeks. And this one was real fun because I was in Philadelphia with my cold already brewing. I've been telling people I got sick in Philadelphia,
like
but I was sick already there. Well, Phil said, what was that? I'd rather be here than in Philadelphia, and that's on his headstone.
Frankly, I'd rather be in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Something, I don't know if that's legend also, if it really is on his tombstone, but, I mean, he was born there. And Philadelphia is a lovely town, but it's not a place where you really want to be when you're not feeling well. I learned that. Even though the weather was lovely, when you're walking around Germantown Avenue in bright sunshine, and all you want to do is just constantly cough and hack up your lungs, basically, all I wanted to do was get home. And I couldn't really do that because, also, I mentioned in the last hour that my beloved and beautiful wife, Joyce, is teaching there this semester. She's teaching sociology. She just got her doctorate. And so this was the first week of classes. And the week before, she had orientation. And in between, there was this picnic at the chairperson's house. So, you know, just how much I wanted to go to that. But it was important for her to be there and to meet the other teachers and to meet the faculty and to meet her chairperson and press the flesh and put on a good show, which she really, really does. And typical of my wife knowing me, she'll be like, all right, Dave. And she told me this probably 15 times in the 3 weeks leading up to this picnic. She says, Dave, don't embarrass me. Don't do or say anything like you usually would or normally do. Just try and be on your best behavior. And normally when you tell me something like that, me being me, I'm going to bend over backwards to do the exact opposite. But I was a good boy. I was, even though I was sick as a dog. Maybe that helped. Maybe I was so worried about, like, schnarching into my handkerchief and trying not to get people's food covered with mucus that I didn't really have time to be embarrassing or say things that would shock people and look at my wife and say, you know, as much as we like having you here, there are 25 other people we prefer to have here, and please take your husband home. So, wasn't bad. I just traipsing up and down the avenue looking for whole wheat bread and hummus on a Monday morning. I was like, oh my God, just please, God, shoot me now. And Jeff has spent the last hour talking about air travel. I have to say, there is something to be said for Amtrak, even though I didn't take it. Maybe you appreciate things more when you don't have them, because I didn't want to wait around for an Amtrak train to go home on Monday. I just wanted to get back in my house, in my bed. So, don't want to wait for the Amtrak, and I decide, okay, New Jersey Transit. And I think the whole trip took about 5.5 hours to get from Philadelphia proper to, like, my doorstep, which, I don't know, somehow, it shouldn't have seemed that long, because you're going from one place in Philadelphia to 30th Street Station, then 30th Street to Trenton, then Trenton to Penn Station, and then to the Long Island Railroad. And yet somehow, as Jeff knows from taking all these layovers, they factor in all these extra minutes and extra things, and by the time you get home, I don't know, you feel like you've been on a transatlantic flight, especially when you're not feeling so hot. So anyway, I'm feeling better, thank you very much, and still, if you hear me coughing now and then, like this, that's why. But feeling good enough to begin this next season of Dave's Gone By. Very glad you're with us. Do not go away. Well, rockin' my mortgage in the bosom of Abraham. Rockin' my mortgage in the bosom of Abraham. Rockin' my mortgage in the bosom of Abraham. MortgagesRock.com. God has a plan for you. Giving your friends and family mortgage loans. Learn how at MortgagesRock.com. Fully licensed in New York State and in heaven. They'll teach you the ropes so you can climb Jacob's ladder to high, high, high commissions. Rockin' my mortgage, MortgagesRock.com. Rockin' my mortgage, MortgagesRock.com. Rockin' my mortgage, MortgagesRock.com. Everybody point and click. Everybody, come on, point and click. Do it for MortgagesRock.com. They do it for us. They would do it for you. Anyway, speaking of planes and trains and automobiles and other things that go bump in the night, well, what a week it's been. This is not the news gone by. This is just me wanting to go on about some things. This is a segment called Dave Goes On, and Jeff will be joining me in a moment when he's on the bowl, and as soon as he's off the bowl, we'll be back in his chair. I'm sure he'll appreciate me sharing that with everybody. Anyway, let's hear it for Senator Larry Craig, the eminent Republican senator who resigned this week, pressured by his own party to do so after his quote-unquote disgraceful conduct in an airport men's room. Republican presidential contender John McCain called his actions disgraceful, and he said when you plead guilty to a crime, you shouldn't serve. I think we all know what the story is on this. Oh, I hear Jeff coming back, and I'm kind of holding the mic for him to come back and do this. Talking about Senator Craig, who was in a men's room in an airport that is supposedly, apparently known as a place where gay men meet and have little kinds of weird sort of trysts, flingy things. And I wouldn't know from this kind of thing, but apparently you've got to be
otherwise called, by the way, consensual sex.
Yeah, but I mean, it isn't just like you go into the, what I would assume, like when people join the Mile High Club, you nod to a pretty girl or something, I mean, in my fantasies, and then you go into the bathroom and you have sex and you come out. No. This kind of, there's all these weird coded signs and signals where you go into, one sits in one stall, then somebody else sits in the stall next by, then you knock on the thing, you rub the leg. What the hell? Do you have any idea of what?
I've never heard of this.
Well, this is apparently what this
is. Well, no, not really. Usually, you know, this, it's usually, you know, I know
what?
This kind of activity, but it's usually consensual.
Okay.
And one person, and both people have to consent to it, otherwise nothing happens.
Right.
And to tell you the truth, I personally feel so bad for the senator. I
really Whoa.
I do. Because he had to be entrapped.
Oh, I don't feel sorry for the fact that... First of all, I don't think what he did was disgraceful. I mean, this wasn't even... Not that I have a problem even with prostitution, let's say, but even if it was two consensual people, man, I don't care.
Yeah, it's not illegal.
Fine, God bless them. And they're in stalls. Who can see? Who cares? I'm not sorry about
and,
that.
And this is the way big municipalities choose to spend... This
right.
Is what they're doing with their police budget. We're making sure people don't have sex in airport bathrooms. I mean, what is that?
I mean, granted, if you've ever been to the bathroom at, like, Port Authority or Penn Station, not the nice one near the railroad, but Amtrak, you kind of want police monitoring whatever is going on in the bathroom, just for everything that's going on in the bathroom.
Well, you don't want people to get robbed, but for this thing, did you know what they accused him of? Tapping his feet and having his palm up.
Which apparently is some weird kind of signal.
But I think it's only a signal to the police. Because what does that mean? If sometimes, if you bend down, like if I bend down to
you, I'll be on you like white on rice.
No, shut up, Dana. Because that'll never happen. Because I won't let it happen.
Okay. All right. Well, to my sorrow.
Poo.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But,
so
if you bend down and start pooing, I certainly won't.
No,
be on
you're
that.
On the toilet, and sometimes you know. And I've been in airport toilets.
When did you put your hand face up under
the
stall?
No, because sometimes not under the stall, but the stalls are not incredibly wide in some bathrooms. And sometimes you'll have your briefcase. You'll have there's a lot of stuff with you. First of all,
yeah,
in the airport.
Hang it on the hook of the door.
Yeah, you have, but you have a carry-on bag. I usually have a carry-on bag. I have my computer bag, and then you know you have to get your pants down.
Right.
Then you do your business.
So you do your wide stance. This is what he's saying. He has a wide stance.
No, you have to sit on the toilet. And then sometimes something falls out of your pocket. I don't know if you've ever had that, but something falls out of your pocket.
So you go searching around for it.
No,
so he says he dropped a piece of paper.
Yeah, and which is probably true. And sometimes if I do it, what I do is because I'm a little bit oversized individual, which the senator's not, but what I do is I will bend down and pick it up with my index finger and my middle finger.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like
you don't want to be touching the whole floor. So I get that.
And that makes your palm go face up.
Oh, for goodness sake. And yeah, but there was no paper.
Well, that the cop didn't say there was a paper, but maybe there was. First of all, nothing happened.
Right.
Okay? There was nothing that I mean, they accused him of basically tapping his foot and having his palm up, which he says he didn't do.
Okay.
Okay? He says, maybe I tapped my foot. I don't know. And on top of this, he copped to a lower of crime. Now, I understand how this works because this happens all the time where you get in trouble and you're really right, but it's not worth it.
You don't want to fight it. But this is a senator. He must know if he pleads.
No, because he really thought that this could just be...
Go away?
Not if you
plead. Well, I mean,
Well, first of all, I think what that newspaper did was terrible, and I think what the police did is terrible. I don't think the police should be monitoring the bathrooms for that. I don't think they should be arresting
people. Maybe they're monitoring for other things, and that's among them.
Oh, please. They're only monitoring for sex because the cop said he was in a stall. How safe is that bathroom with a cop in a stall? First of all, he's wasting valuable stall time.
Right.
And there are probably people waiting online.
Valuable stool time, come to think of it.
No, but people are probably waiting for that seat to just... Because you have plans to catch.
Yeah, I do not disagree with you about any of this.
And I'm very upset about this because not that I like a bit what the senator stands for.
Thank you.
But it's not about that. I don't think he was arrested. It was strictly circumstantial. And it was circumstantial for something that's not really illegal. I mean, sex in public may be illegal.
Well, right.
But that's like such...
I don't know what laws are in that. You know, Colorado might have worked. This was in Arizona. No, where did it happen? What airport?
Oh, was it the Phoenix Airport?
I think so.
Phoenix Sky Harbor?
No, Minneapolis. I've been there.
Minneapolis, yeah.
I don't remember that being a pretty romantic place.
Well, that's
place.
His fault because he was probably flying Northwest.
Yeah.
So we don't fly Northwest.
Oh, because it's why?
A bad airline.
Is it really? Oh.
Yeah.
But Southwest, they just had a thing on Southwest on the CBS Morning, making like it's the greatest airline in the universe.
Well, they're different. They're a non-traditional airline in the way they work, but Northwest not great.
Not so great. Okay.
Anyway, but so he was. That's right. He was in Minneapolis, and to tell you the truth, I mean, really, how long was his layover in Minneapolis? I mean,
lay being the operative term.
Oh, David, stop it with these.
What?
Because I'm really upset about this.
Well, but here's the thing. Here's the irony of it, or the hypocrisy, or the reason that the Democrats are taking joy in this. His whole thing has been, first of all, that he's been anti-gay on gay issues. He was also a guy, when Bill Clinton was dead to rights, something that obviously Bill Clinton did do, when he was stripping Monica, and we had no business caring, and yet the Republicans impeached him for it. It wasn't even like Nixon, where he was threatened with impeachment. Clinton was impeached for getting oral sex from Monica Lewinsky. Like that mattered. Like, we had to have a year and a half of our presidency hijacked by people like Senator Craig for a sexual indiscretion. And they have footage of Craig going, "Bill is a naughty boy." You know. Meanwhile, Bill himself apparently has a history of some sexual proclivities. Again, not that we should care, even with a page thing, unless they were underage. You know about that, right?
Sure.
The congressional pages. Were they 15 or were they 19? Makes a difference,
I
know.
Of course it does. But this is not the same thing. And it just makes me very mad that this is what the people of Minneapolis are spending them with the police department.
I agree with that.
Keep the bathroom safe, absolutely.
But why are you prosecuting people for just having a little fun?
It's two consenting adults. I mean, and how much fun can you have on a layover?
Do you think it would have... Let's say if it was... I don't even conceive of it.
It was
a woman cop in the men's bathroom. Do you think it would have the same connotation? Would they prosecute in the same way?
First of all, they wouldn't send a woman cop to the men's room.
Well, no, that would be in case there was a place that was known for prostitution.
Well, then it would probably be the men would probably go into the ladies' room. I don't know, but I would want to know too if they go after the Mile High Club people if they go after
right.
Because this is
What was the whole George Michael thing? Someone was talking about that. What did they get him for? A club men's room or what was?
Yeah, he was doing something in the men's room, but it nothing was proved, and he probably pled to the same thing.
Well, again, why did... I mean, as you said...
You pleaded just to let it be over, because if he didn't plead out...
Yes.
Then he would have been in court, and that certainly would have gotten out, right?
Well, yeah, except it got out anyway. I mean, he can't
imagine that. Well, here's the difference. If you go to court, and you know, the whole problem with this becomes that America really is not the land where you're innocent before proven guilty.
Well,
you're guilty
press,
as soon as you're
charged,
yeah.
Sure.
So if he didn't plead to a lower crime
he figured it would balloon. Of course, backfire.
If he pleaded not guilty, then he'd have to come back for a trial, and of course everyone would now know he'd be on trial for having for basically going into a men's room and maybe soliciting sex. But
which now everybody knows. So
yeah, but that's because someone had to really dig for this.
Nobody has to dig for anything anymore.
Oh,
TMZ and Entertainment Tonight. If you do anything, if he ran a traffic light, they would know.
Something. I know. I was thinking, Little Kim got arrested again this week, and she had one of those, I think a Hummer or something like that,
true.
Without plates. She was
he almost had, yeah. Okay.
And I want you to know that it was either on the radio or on like an Entertainment Tonight show, and I'm pretty sure it was on the radio. They're going, "We're getting word that Little Kim is being pulled over in New York City, probably because there are no plates on her. Now we're waiting to see if she has her license on her." It's like it's a play by play.
It's a different world we're living in. The cameras everywhere. Everybody's got pocket cell phones. So every teacher who loses his temper in front of the class one time has to worry, like, oh my God, am I going to show up on YouTube?
Yeah.
Or Google, video Google, as we like to call it. But the other thing is, the last part I want to talk about this is, again, Senator Craig could have had a different reaction. He could have said, I am innocent of this. He could have said, this is terrible police work. They are lying. He could have said, I'm going to fight this. Instead, what's his only quote? I'm not gay. I'm not gay. That's his sole defense. So, how sorry can you feel for this scumbag? He had it coming. It's one of those things where if he didn't have it for this, he deserved it for the hypocrisy of the things that he was doing before. And that's why we're all jumping up and down for joy that, you know, we got another one. That this man who raged against Bill Clinton, who voted against gay issues, who I'm sure voted against women's rights and abortion rights and all that kind of stuff, and pushed God and Jesus down the throats of Americans, is now getting his comeuppance. What, you're like, what?
Oh, I'm just thinking, behind you, you know what I want to hear?
What?
From Chicago. He had it coming.
Yeah!
He had it coming. The dirty bum, 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 bum.
That's how I feel, man. That's how I feel. Anyway.
See, I don't think anyone has it coming. I think everyone has to. Honestly, I'm so mad that they're arresting him for that.
It's like saying O.J. Simpson when he lost the civil trial. I feel sorry that O.J. lost that.
No, O.J., you know, you're pretty sure that he did it. Because we still haven't found the real killers how many years later?
Right.
And
real killers in a men's room in St. Paul.
But that's a murder. This is basically... this is sex that didn't even happen.
I know, it's a victimless, not even should be a crime, per se.
Right.
I mean, especially if they've got the stall doors closed. I mean, not even.
There was nothing that happened. Nothing. He did nothing.
Well, but then again...
He lost his... I just feel bad. Where have we gone in America that you would have to resign being a United States senator because you tapped your foot and someone said your palm was up in the
room? Well, excuse me. Look what happened to Senator Gary Hart's campaign when he was fooling around with Donald Rice. Look what happened to Bill Clinton's presidency when he was fooling around with Monica Lewinsky.
I think it's over.
Look at
last year. Who's the guy who went crazy? Now we're going on to blah, blah, blah. You know, remember he went crazy?
Oh, yeah, right. Dean. What did he do? What did Howard Dean do to lose his track towards the presidency?
I know.
He went, yee-haw. So this is payback. This is such payback. Although Dean was real... Dean wasn't even Republican. That was just the media being stupid.
Well,
which
the media
tends
really
to be.
Stupid. And I think the media just tries to make mountains out of molehills.
Yep.
And I think that that's a problem. And I also think the problem is the stupid police to monitor sex...
Yes.
Wow, we're keeping the bathroom sex-free. Who cares? Get out of the stall. I gotta go.
If you only keep a bathroom sex-free, just make it like a gas station bathroom. Just make sure there's lots of pee on the floor. There's gas,
something.
Filth.
A lot of... Have you been to the bathrooms at LaGuardia? They're horrible.
Well,
I would never want to have sex in that. I mean, if you want to lower yourself to have sex in one of these dirty bathrooms... I mean, maybe it's a nicer airport.
Well, wait. Now, remember, people are still closeted. People will still... They'll have to do things where they can. Where they think they have privacy. You can't have it, like, near the locker at the airport. You've got to have it in a place
where
you
assume
there's no cameras.
But nothing's going to change. But to go and search out people like that, I mean, that's like they're embarrassed that they might have gay feelings. So we have to go and persecute them?
Let's get off this because we agree on pretty much all of this, actually.
Okay.
And I wanted to do a little bit more of a little airline stuff. You're going to enjoy this.
Okay.
Here's a story. An Orlando couple who experienced travel delays that caused them to miss a concert sent an email to Spirit Air, and they demanded compensation for the entire trip, including their hotel and concert tickets.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Because they missed the concert.
They missed the concert.
Why?
Because the plane was delayed.
Oh, you mean the concert was like right after they landed?
Well, maybe the plane was very delayed by a few hours.
How much? Oh, you don't know.
It doesn't.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, so they reportedly received this response from the company's CEO, the CEO of Spirit Air, one that clearly wasn't meant to go beyond corporate headquarters. So the guy, Ben Baldanza from Spirit Air, apparently the owner, chief executive officer, is responding in-house and hit the wrong send. And he wrote, "Please respond, Pasquale, but we owe him nothing as far as I'm concerned. Let him tell the world how bad we are. He's never flown us before anyway, and we'll be back when we save him a penny." Unquote. And unfortunately, he sent this to the customer.
You want to know something?
He's right.
He's absolutely right. He looked him up, and he said, he's not a loyal flyer. And this is why I keep telling you. That's why I fly United first and USAir second, because it's all in the Star Alliance, and when you fly this airline over and over, they bend over backwards for you.
They really want to keep a more loyal customer.
Because they're saying, it's true, if these people could save a nickel, they'll go some, you know.
Well, sure, I'm like that too. Absolutely.
No, well,
because I don't fly often enough for frequent flyer miles to really add up and be worthwhile for me. Maybe if I flew more times a year,
but
I would
now,
take a
but you see, but that's actually not a bad thing to write, you know, even though he didn't mean to, because really, if you picked an airline and stuck with it, then if you had a problem, you'd say, look, I'm not a really frequent flyer, but I've flown before. And I choose your airline because I think you give the best service. Not because, and now Spirit Air is known for being an inexpensive airline. They're a small independent airline, and you have to understand that you get what you pay for.
Yeah, and not only that, it's obvious that the CEO gets the email, so they must be pretty small. By the way, apparently...
And my thing to the Florida couple?
Yeah.
If they flew United, they wouldn't have that problem.
Meaning?
The friendly skies get you there on time.
They try. Nobody
I'm
guarantees.
I'm only kidding.
Oh, okay.
I kid.
No, because when...
I kid because I thought it was funny, but obviously it wasn't.
I did this whole story a year and a half ago when my wife and my aunt and I flew to Aruba, which may not be here in the morning, considering how Hurricane Felix is doing. And, you know, Aruba was hot, but it was lovely. We were happy to be there, but I was ready to go home. And then I'm not going to go into the whole ordeal.
Where were you ready to go?
Home.
Home.
Dave wanted to go home. And we get to the airport, and the flight's delayed, and then there's a problem with the plane, and the flight's delayed, and then we're in the airport 7 hours before they tell us, all right, we're going to put you up in a hotel, come back tomorrow.
Yeah, but they didn't fly you in an unsafe airplane.
This is totally true, except we get back the next day, same time, like late in the afternoon, for the same flight the next day, and the airplane still has not been fixed.
Well, that's because you're in Aruba.
And exactly. And we get on the plane close to like 11 o'clock at night, and we miss Father's Day. I mean, we get home a full day and a half later than we expected to. Now, some people would be like, hey, you've got an extra day in Aruba. Well, what are you complaining?
No.
But no, when you want to get home, you want to get home. So we wrote angry letters to
American.
Totally American, because they're the only ones who fly direct. And we got
what? Money. No connections?
Well, it was money. It wasn't money. It was what you call vouchers.
Mm.
And God darn, we used those vouchers, and thank you very much. And we flew American again.
I'm telling you, when I've flown, I've had problems. Not that I have no problems with United and stuff like that, but if I have problems, they answer me right away. And normally they'll send you vouchers because they want you to fly again. So they'll send you, you know, a couple bucks off this.
I mean, it's more than a couple of bucks. It was worth almost a whole trip somewhere.
Yeah.
And that was, I didn't ask for the hotel compensate. I didn't ask for, you know, I asked for food vouchers and everything. Come on. But hey. You know, I think it was $250.
I want
bucks.
To know. I had one of my flights that happened to me on my way back from Vegas one time. They put me up in a hotel, gave me food vouchers, everything.
Yeah, but you still want something beyond that. If they're taking you out of your way of where you want to be.
Well, what normally will happen is an airline will reroute you, or they'll, you know, but I forgot exactly why. There was nothing, there was no rerouting, it was terrible, it was like...
It was just a really bad time for me.
But it was probably late, I had a late night flight, and there was no flights available after that, there was no way to route, so they just said, okay, we'll put you on a morning flight, and they, you know, said, do you want to, we'll put you up in a hotel, we'll give you food vouchers.
But they didn't give you another thing beyond that.
No, but that's fine.
Okay.
I mean, because really, they just, it was either a weather problem or a mechanical problem.
See, weather, they're not obligated, I think... Mechanical, they're obligated to do something for you, whether they're not. I think that's the way it goes.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, too. But we'll see on Tuesday, won't we?
When Jeff flies to Costa Rica.
Or doesn't fly to Costa Rica.
Hurricane Felix. Anyway, we've got Hurricane Broadway coming up with Inside Broadway right after these messages. Inside Broadway, brought to you by Total Theater's Performing Arts Insider, your everything theater guide. Yes, Inside Broadway we go on this Labor Day weekend on Dave's Gone By. Kind of a quiet week for Broadway because everybody's kind of out of town this time of year. People aren't really going to gear up for another few days, but there's still some news from the Rialto. Oops.
What is the news on the Rialto?
Well, let's see. Shows that are going to be on Broadway this season, how are they doing on their way to
how
Broadway?
How are they doing on their way?
Well, Little Mermaid?
Really?
Not bad, but not perfect. Not so great.
She's had a little problems staying afloat?
Trouble Out of Town. They got a bad review in Variety. And which you know, Variety review is so important when something's out of town that people immediately see it, and they think, well, the reviews are bad and it's a disaster. Some of the other reviews weren't bad at all, but the local papers were not exactly triumphant either. I mean, there's obviously something, the magic is kind of missing. That's
how's
Young really
Frankenstein
saying.
Doing?
Well, let's talk a little bit about this, because that's the next topic of,
skipping ahead.
No problem, but, according to the New York Post, one of the real problems, believe it or not, you would figure the starting point for The Little Mermaid would be the sets and costumes. And apparently they're not all they're cracked up to be. Apparently they look kind of weird, plasticky, instead of magical, under-the-ocean-y. So that may be... They're really leaning on the designers to remake
that.
Not
a whole new world, huh?
Unfortunately. Well, or too new. It isn't, you know... I would say just redo what Dennis Crowley did for Aida. Remember that swimming pool scene with her lying? I mean, it was beautiful. It was just,
but
all you got to do is that.
But, I mean, also, I've seen clips of Disney on Ice. Those costumes look really nice.
Yeah, these things, apparently there's some trouble. They're lacking, well, they have one new song in the show that apparently is working very well called Positivity. So, and they say that Sierra Bodges, who is playing Ariel, the Little Mermaid, is a big star in the making.
It's Ariel.
Is it? Ariel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, she is a really big star. Well, I tried. And then that whether or not Little Mermaid is a huge hit, she's going to have a big future. So, we shall see. It's still a little early to say. I mean, Disney was burned by Tarzan. That did not... I mean, it ran a year and a half, but it just didn't do all that well. Mary Poppins is selling like hotcakes, but it's still seen as an underachiever for some reason.
Yeah, well, because it's all with discounts.
Well, Mary Poppins is making a good $1 million a week. So, granted, their nut might be $700,000, but they're still making some money. I don't see Mary Poppins as being a loss leader, as it were. But they were hoping for Little Mermaid to vault them back into Lion King territory and Beauty and the Beast territory.
Yeah.
And so far, doesn't look like that's happening, but hey, it's out of town. There's time. It's coming in a few weeks. We'll see. Now, Young Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Much better reviews. Still not quite over the moon like people were for the producers. They're saying that the jokes that are working are the ones that are mostly working from the movie. Whereas with producers, they really thought it out and expanded it a bit more. They say Andrea Martin and Shuler Hensley got really good reviews.
Really? Oh, good.
Hensley's the monster. Andrea Martin is playing Frau Blücher. And you know the whole story of that, the little controversy there.
No.
Of, well, you know who played Frau Blücher in the workshops of the musical?
No.
Cloris Leachman.
She did?
Yeah. 81-year-old Cloris Leachman, who was in the original film of Young Frankenstein, was tapped for the workshop performances of the new musical by Mel Brooks and Thomas Meehan. And she was fine, but Brooks just started to worry that she would be a little too old to handle doing 8 shows a week of what turns out to be a very exertion-oriented role. So, but she was really upset. I mean, she campaigned for the part. She said, I can do it. It's not like I'm a gray old lady. I want to do it. I can do it. But Brooks and company just said, well, no, and they got Andrea Martin instead. And I interviewed...
Excellent choice, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I mean, Andrea Martin's wonderful. I interviewed her this week, and she said it was a tough decision to take the part, because she knew that Leachman was iconic in the role. Mm-hmm. And she wants to know that when she's 80 years old, she hopes to still be getting parts and not being typed out because they think she can't do it. You know, let her body tell her whether she can or cannot. But she also said she couldn't really pass it up, and that she, having done the role now, and she's doing it 8 times a week, first out of town and then bringing it to Broadway in a couple of weeks, she's saying she's running up and down stairs. It's a very, very tough and exhausting physical role. And, you know, Andrea Martin is 60 years old. She can't imagine doing it 20 years on. So that's how she justifies being in the role. And certainly the reviews so far justify Brooks's choice of having her. They're saying that Roger Bart, who plays Dr. Frankenstein, is still finding his way, but probably will. And so far, it looks like it'll be a hit, but I don't think we're going to have the mega the way we have
I
the
don't think
producers.
So, I think it's going to be a lot of people who go, oh. Because the producer people really shocked that. We didn't think it was, I didn't think it was going to be anything that great. I said, well, Malbus is writing the music, too.
Right, yeah. I mean, and we thought, oh, how good can...
Surprise.
I was worried. I was like, how do you tamper with one of the greatest film comedies, the greatest film comedy ever? Why bother? Why do it? And he proved me wrong. I mean, I'm not saying that the producers, the musical, was better than the movie. In no way.
And by the way, just speaking of Young Frankenstein, you know, it ended its run yesterday and is headed right to New York. It ended its run in Seattle.
I mean, certainly Young Frankenstein is in pretty good shape. There's no question about that. People are going to like it. It's just a question of whether it's going to be like
a mega hit,
and worth the $450 VIP seats.
Ironically, do you know what just started its national tour?
What?
It started on the 31st. The Wedding Singer. Just started.
It's like 2 years off out of Broadway already.
And then something else started on August 31st. The new version of Forbidden Broadway.
Aha!
Called Rude Awakening.
Cool.
The Spring Awakening.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, it's funny, they're marketing that with one of the characters dressed up like Edie out of Grey Gardens. And of course, that's the trouble with Forbidden Broadway. By the time they get everything together, half the shows have closed. But if you've never seen Forbidden Broadway, or even if you have, it's a must. It's just a New York must. And finally, also in Broadway upcoming news, The Grinch has been chosen for the return of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, which starts in November at the St. James Theater.
Well, actually, The Grinch has been rechosen.
Yeah. They've got Patrick Page again. He will be in it.
John Collins not coming back, is he?
I would doubt it. I'm sure he's going to be off doing some other stuff. But Page was very good, so it'll be good to see him again. They've also got a co-star now for Harold Pinter's The Homecoming, and that'll be Eve Best, who is so marvelous and Tony nominated for the revival of A Moon for the Misbegotten this past season. And finally, Michael Badalucco is going to be in an off-Broadway show. He's, well, for want of a better word, he's that the fat, likable guy in The Practice.
The
Italianish fat guy. Well, he's going to be in a show called The Rise of Dorothy Hale off-Broadway in actually just a week or two. I think it's even starting previews now. So,
you know, there's also some Dolly Parton news about Broadway this week.
Well, she says they were definitely coming to Broadway in 2009, right?
I think, yes.
Yeah.
9 to 5 is going to be made into a musical.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know if we covered this before.
We didn't cover it here.
Okay. Well, it is. And she's working on it, and she's working on it very assiduously. And in another year and a half, Broadway will see 9 to 5, the Dolly Parton musical. So.
Very interesting. And also, you know, and the Ritz is, when does the Ritz open? It opens soon, doesn't it?
I think in a couple more weeks. Mm-hmm. Oh, all these things are going to be happening October and November. That's the big fall time for Broadway. But we have had one Broadway recent opening of a big musical. It's a revival of Grease. And we're going to be talking about that right after this message.
Ooh.
It will be
I guess someone's having their prom night in Costa Rica.
Or Aruba, yes. Possibly. Anyway, one of the cleverer, better songs from Greece. Now, that was brought not from the current revival. That was from the previous, not very good...
Rosie O'Donnell revival.
...revival of Greece.
I like that revival, though.
Really? Well, I don't like the show. I don't think it's a particularly good musical. It's got a pretty dumb, empty book. And of course, if you don't have a good book for a musical, usually...
it's a simple love story.
Too simple. I mean, well, you haven't seen this particular revival, and I'm sorry, I didn't like this one either. But I'm really blaming it now on the show. Because, okay. I mean, we all know a couple of the songs from, you know, We Go Together, like Shalala, and...
I don't think adding the movie stuff in was going to... I didn't think adding the movie stuff in was going to help.
Didn't hurt, didn't help. It's just, it's not a particularly interesting show. And much as I had high hopes that director-choreographer Kathleen Marshall would... make something more of it, because, you know, she did a really nice job with Pajama Game 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because I wasn't as familiar with Pajama Game, and people who were like, nah, she didn't do that great. So here, I knew a little bit about Grease, and I was waiting for the laugh, and there was, like, huge gaps of silence between, like, the dialogue lines, where there were supposed to be big laughs, and things would just go, like on this show. Someone say something and it just sit there.
Yet we weren't chosen by a TV audience.
Well, they weren't. I mean,
how were the leads?
The leads are Max Crumb and Laura Osnes as Danny and Sandy. Laura Osnes, pretty. She sings very well. She's good. Nothing really amazing or special. I mean, I think now, having seen Kerry Butler in Xanadu, I'm thinking, maybe a Kerry Butler would have done something really sweet and special, funny with the role.
Sandy is a tough part because it's so...
It's wishy-washy, yeah. But it can be funny wishy-washy if you get a funny, cute singing actress and not just a good new ingenue. And then you've got Danny, Max Crumb, very likable, but he should be playing one of the nerds in the library. He is just not cut out to be the greaser. I mean, it isn't even knowing John Travolta and any of that stuff. It's just... You just see him, and he's like, him? And there is nothing he can do once you physically see him to work against that. No matter what he does, he can turn up his collar, he can wear the jacket. It's still like, him? I'm sorry.
Well, because he's like 5'2", and very short.
America miscast him. There's some better casting. Jenny Powers is all right as Rizzo. Mm. Certainly better than Rosie O'Donnell, who couldn't sing. And then I like Jeb Brown. He plays Vince Fontaine. It's a small role, but he's good. I mean, as soon as he comes on stage and he starts singing and doing his thing, it's like, oh, there's somebody who knows what he's doing. Tina, the whole scene I could live without.
It's such a great scene, too.
Glam musical. The sets are very, I know they're having trouble with the sets in Little Mermaid. Here the sets are colorful, and they're right. They're good. But it's the book. The book is so flat. And the songs generally don't register as strongly as they should. And I'm so glad that Newsday recognized this. You know the hottest part of the show, the best part? The conductor.
Really?
Yeah. Do you remember when we saw Spring Awakening? Do you remember? Yeah, you were so into the show. I was into the show as well as, like, everything going on. And the conductor was this attractive, youngish woman who was sitting at a piano barefoot and really getting into the music and banging it out and, like, pointing to people. And I was like, it was kind of tough to take my eyes off her because she was, even though the show was really, really good.
Okay.
She's back. Now she's doing Grease.
Really?
And they know that you can't take your eyes off her, because they position the band above the stage, and they light her, and you see her dancing around and boogieing, and you see her shaking her tush, and it's much more sexy than anything that's going on stage, more interesting than anything that's going on, more rhythmic and fun to watch as far as dancing.
Wow, they must
have... Kimberly Grigsby.
I'm telling you, they must have paid her a ton of money to get away from Spring Awakening.
Well, yeah, and I guess they wanted someone who was young and hot and would really get into the music, and that the audience would go, whoa! She is the tired businessman's conductor in the flesh, ladies and gentlemen. Kimberly Grigsby. The only reason to go see Grease, I'm afraid. I cannot recommend it. But I can recommend staying tuned for the news gone by on Dave's Gone By right after these messages. We've just been inside Broadway. thanks to TogleTheater.com and Performing Arts Insider.
My radio's on, the news is all bad, but it's good for a laugh.
Welcome back to Dave's Gone By on this Sunday night, September 2nd, 2007. Time for the News Gone By, a look at local and world events from a laborious Labor Day perspective. Let's see if my voice holds out for this segment. That'll be interesting. We begin internationally, where our hearts go out to the people of Greece, where dozens were killed in wildfires just less than a week ago. Strong winds and the isolation of so many villages made the blaze especially tough for firefighters, but eventually they found that the best way to approach the area was coming up with big, long hoses from behind, which is, by the way, the same way they make babies. In dance news, Argentina has won this year's World Tango Championship. Well, yeah, big surprise there. What a shock that Argentina beat Nigeria and Sweden. I wonder how Italy's going to do in a pasta contest. Or maybe Lithuania has a shot.
Oh, maybe we can get Tango Lithuania.
That'd be, interesting. In other international news, the country of China has never been more influential or culturally relevant than it is now. And with next summer's Olympics taking place in Beijing, their world influence is only going to grow. So, it's understandable that China wants to clean up its glitches and make sure its translations are up to snuff. That is why the Beijing Tourism Bureau has put out a special listing for bars and restaurants. It's meant to codify the names of dishes and drinks and avoid embarrassing mistranslations. For example, according to the Associated Press, foreigners now eating in China have been confronted by such entrees as virgin chicken and burnt lion's head. Now, the chicken dish apparently is just Cornish hen, and burnt lion's head is their not very nice way to describe Chinese-style pork meatballs. Trying to translate the idea of kung pao chicken, one restaurant called it, quote, "the temple explodes the chicken cube." And then there's the menu with a bad typist, the one who, honest to God, turned steamed carp into steamed crap. Said the main Chinese news agency, quote, "these translations either scare or embarrass foreign customers and may cause misunderstandings on China's diet habits," unquote. Which is true, because I always thought they boiled their crap rather than steamed it. So, live and learn. Anyway, from New Haven, Connecticut, we get what I think is the best false terrorism scare story since those Aqua Teen Hunger Force throwies nearly shut down Boston last winter. A New Haven ophthalmologist and his sister were charged with first-degree breach of the peace last week because of a scare stemming from their offbeat running club. Daniel and Dorothy Salcho belong to the Hash House Harriers. They're a group that bills itself as, quote, "a drinking club with running problems," unquote. Well, they certainly had a problem last week when they were setting up a typical run, which the club fills in with dead ends and forks in the road and other challenges. This time, the Salchos decided to run to route the runners through a giant IKEA parking lot, and they made a trail outside the inexpensive furniture store by sprinkling flour on the ground. Well, police got a call that two crazy people were laying down a trail of white powder, and the next thing you know, the SWAT team descended, IKEA was closed for the night, and it took hours to undo the chaos. A spokesperson for the mayor's office said, even though the whole thing was a misunderstanding, New Haven will seek monetary restitution from the Salchos. Quote, "you see powder connected by arrows and chalk, and you never know. We're thankful it wasn't terrorism, but there were a lot of resources that went into figuring that out," unquote. And you know, all well and good, but how many resources does it honestly take to figure it out? Really? Maybe it's just me, but I'm guessing one well-trained German shepherd could sniff out the difference between Pillsbury and anthrax. No word from IKEA as to whether they'll sue for damages, not just from loss of business, but a breeze came by and wafted some of the flour through their windows, the kernels landing onto three kitchen tables and a couch, which all collapsed instantly. See, it's a little play on IKEA's badly built... Okay. Speaking of fines for disturbing the peace...
I can't do
the Johnny Carson golf swing because it's regular. Speaking of fines for disturbing the peace, $250 was levied against Agnes Hitchcock, a Detroit activist. During a heated vote about closing 34 city schools, Hitchcock pelted school board members with grapes. She paid the fine, but did not apologize for the grape hurling. Board members continue to chastise her for raisin trouble. Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, you know that sound, the sound of the comedy bell. The bell that signals the Dave's Gone By bad pun of the week. Every week, we make a play on words so seedy, so whiny, so fruitless, that we have to celebrate by ringing the comedy bell. And that bell is also a reminder that you can advertise your product, event, or service on this radio program. You can join our happy band of sponsors who help keep Dave's Gone By going, and who help themselves by bringing their message to my listeners. It's almost autumn, and the perfect time to reach out to the hundreds of thousands of people within WGBB's signal range. You can do it with a 30-second ad, or a 60-second ad, or even sponsor an entire episode, all at incredibly inexpensive and worthwhile rates. Visit my website, davesgoneby.org, to see the rate card, as well as the history of this program, davesgoneby.org. And then drop us an email or give us a call, 516-295-1511, 516-295-1511. This time next week, I could be plugging your store, your business, your restaurant, your schemed crap. My listeners listen, and when the time's right, they buy. So email davesgoneby@aol.com or call 516-295-1511 and start advertising on Dave's Gone By. Don't be good. Be ponderful. Well, in other news in the news gone by, it's hard times, no pun intended, for self-described pedophile Jack McClellan. He's the guy who put up pictures of little girls on his website and said what he'd like to do to them. Well, he's now been banned by a California judge from getting within 30 feet of any place where children congregate. Oddly enough, he did get a cheer-up letter from the state of Utah. They said, "We don't approve of your beliefs, but we do sympathize. We can't get near our minors either." Oh, thank you. Well, 2 weeks ago on this program, Jeff is shaking his head.
Ooh.
2 weeks ago on this program, Jeff and I went surfing on YouTube to find all these funny clips and musical segments, but alas, we didn't know about this one then. A 15-year-old schoolboy from Helsinki, Finland, was fined over $3,000 for posting a clip of his teacher on YouTube. The boy took video of his teacher singing karaoke at a school party. He then posted the video online, named the teacher, and then headlined it, quote, "A lunatic singing karaoke from the mental hospital." Well, the teacher sued and won for defamation of character and the pain and suffering of her humiliation. It's the first case of its kind and hopefully will not send censorship ripples through the online world. Now, if you're looking for the video, you won't find it. The school principal ordered it taken down even before the lawsuit, but I'm hoping one of the hundreds of people who saw it may have downloaded it and popped it back on the website. Obviously, they won't use the same title description, "Lunatic from the Mental Asylum," so I'm looking for something a little more gentle and accurate, like tone-deaf bitch with no sense of humor. Jeff, did you find it?
I found Byberry Mental Hospital's Last Days.
No, that doesn't sound...
Nightly News Series 2, The Posto Torta Documentary,
yeah.
Bob and Joe the Patient, Part 1, the silent movie, Judaism Teaches Smashing, Jews Are Dangerous. Would you like to hear that one?
Actually, let's do that after the news gone by. If we have time, we'll do a little bit more of our YouTubing, tubeling, whatever. We'll do a YouTube-ligation. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Oxymoron Hall of Fame. a new fashion must, luxury lederhosen. That's right. An Austrian designer is taking orders for personalized luxury lederhosen. These high-end short shorts are generally decorated with precious stones, such as one diamond-studded number that sold for $114,000.
Lederhosen?
Lederhosen. And you can always tell the one person in the crowd wearing luxury lederhosen, because he's the one asking everyone, does my ass look expensive in this? Okay, this is one of those write-your-own-joke jokes. From Texas, the Associated Press reports that a man stripped naked in a Dallas County courthouse and tried to grab an officer's weapon. Whether she did the same to him is unclear. Okay, was that your joke? Whatever your joke, think it, don't say it.
Are we almost at the end of this?
Yeah, we are. We're
from... This is getting kind of painful.
Okay. Well, some people have all the luck.
Was that a bad thing to say?
It's all right. Well, now we're going to be talking about bad luck. Bad luck for Manfred Sedlacek of Berlin, age 59. Manfred Sedlacek built the house he lives in, and he's reluctant to leave it, even though 10 different cars have smashed through it while he's lived there. If we stay, Sedlacek told Reuters, someone's eventually going to kill us. We're living in a time bomb, unquote. The most recent accident happened this week when a 40-ton truck blasted through the side of his two-story red brick house. It caused over $100,000 worth of damage.
Does he have insurance?
I guess he must. Luckily, Sedlacek had been shopping at the time, but he came home to see half the truck sticking out of his living room. Still, the poor guy loves his house and doesn't want to move. And if he absolutely has to, he says he has two safer locations picked out, the middle lane of Queens Boulevard and Britney Spears' driveway.
I want to send over, who's the guy who does the home improvement show on Channel 7?
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah.
He'll probably get killed by a car while he's working.
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Oh, man. Finally, in the news gone by.
I love that word.
Finally.
Yes.
Some people like snakes, some people don't. And there's often a wide gap between the two. That point was never made clearer than 2 weeks ago at the St. Bernadette Festival near Cincinnati, Ohio. Scott Brownstein, a professional snake handler, was at the festival exhibiting some of his reptiles to local children.
Yes.
One little boy came forward when Brownstein was showing off popcorn, a 10-foot-long, non-poisonous albino python. The boy then said he hated snakes. And the next thing Brownstein knew, quote, the kid raises his leg and stomps down on the snake's head.
Oh!
The snake starts convulsing and soon thereafter dies. Meanwhile, the snake handler saw a man grab the child and say, this is why I don't take you anywhere.
Well, that's horrible.
That was actually in the story. Anyway, Brownstein, who runs the House of Reptiles in Dry Ridge, Kentucky, says he's never had anything like that happen to a snake before. The incident has left him with anxiety, nightmares, and three nifty wallets. And that's the news gone by for Sunday, September 2nd, 2007. Please send your comments, opinions, and steamed crap to Dave's Gone By, P.O. Box 62, Hewlett, New York, 11557-0062. That's Dave's Gone By, P.O. Box 62, Hewlett, New York, 11557-0062. We reserve the right to read your letters on the air, name withheld upon request. So it's always great to get your reactions to the show. Please send us emails to davesgoneby@aol.com. davesgoneby@aol.com. Use the snail address for books, postcards, packages, gifts, but please, no flour. I'm already half-baked as it is.
Oh, God.
Back after this.
And that was news. Yes, that was news. That was very, very, very special news.
This is Jerry Wilson speaking on Days Gone By. WGBB. Hope you're listening.
Yes, hope you're still listening to Dave's Gone By Overtime. Here it's 12:09 in the morning on this Labor Day Monday on AM 1240 WGBB Freeport and live streaming on the web at AM 1240 WGBB.com.
I still want a piece of Dave. Oh. I want to buy a piece of Dave.
Oh, you couldn't begin to afford it.
You said it on the air. You get a piece of Dave for yourself.
Oh, you mean for just a piece on the show? Well, absolutely, folks. If you want to advertise on this program, write to me, davesgoneby@AOL.com. I'll make you a nice deal. It's the fall. We're trying to get more people, even more sponsors than our wonderful sponsors that we have.
We need to get a cough syrup sponsor.
Yeah, that too. Well, why don't you give my throat a rest and do our sponsors.
Should we talk?
Let's get this done, and then we can play for a little
while. Our sponsors. Don't forget the Copy Kings of Broadway, which is...
Hewlett Minuteman Press.
I love the way you say that.
Thank you. Hewlett Minuteman Press.
It's next to Lohman's Shoes, and across the street from Lohman's, who's expanding like us with labor pains.
And what do people who go to Hewlett Minuteman Press and say that they're listeners to this program get?
Everything they want for free.
No, not quite. Not quite. But close, 10% off for all Dave's Gone Black listeners.
That's what I always say. Oh, is it free? No, it's 10% off. Oh, that's the same thing.
It's not a bad deal.
No.
Just for saying you listen to this program.
And those color copies are gorgeous.
They are. Hewlett Minuteman Press, 1315 Broadway in Hewlett. Okay, and where else can you get 10% off?
MortgagesRock.com?
I don't know about that. I think you'll get a nice free gift or something. I don't know about 10% off your mortgage. No, I doubt that very highly. But why should you go to MortgagesRock.com anyway?
Because it's fun and educational, and you can make a little money at the same time.
Well, what does it educate you about?
Mortgages and how they rock and how you can make money off of them.
That's right, how you can help your
friends.
You,
too, can become your own mortgage broker.
Or a broker for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Your friends, your family, your colleagues, if they need college loans.
Even people
loans,
you don't know.
Hmm?
Just stop someone on the street and say, you need a mortgage?
Right. You know, you need financing for whatever it is. Mortgages Rock will teach you how to do it, and then the more you do, the more paperwork and stuff that you take care of, the higher your commission. Simple as that. And let's see, what are our other sponsors? Fancy Schmancy Balloons.
Never heard of them.
No? Well, you should, because they do good work, and they make nice centerpieces.
Good, excellent work. Who are we kidding?
And... Well, they can do all your party needs. They can hook you up with a good DJ or with a flower and the caterers, whatever you need for
and
your good party.
And this week we're giving 25% off.
Really?
Yeah.
You can actually say that because you are the owner and proprietor of Fancy Schmancy Balloons.
That's right.
How do people contact you?
They can't this week because I'll be in Costa Rica.
Oh, well, yeah, if your plane flies into the hurricane. And you'll be around tomorrow, so people will read
people
tomorrow.
People can call me all week at 516-797-3229.
What's the number again?
516-797-3229.
So, folks, if you're having any Halloween parties coming up, what a great thing to have some cool centerpieces and balloon things for Halloween.
Ooh, we can make a wicked spider.
797-3229, area code 516. And also...
And Dave, isn't there a wonderful little publication about Broadway?
It's not so little.
Is it called Performing Arts Insider?
Yes, it is. And?
And you can get 10% off.
Actually, more than that.
Special.
They're continuing a special that they've got. Now, it's an expensive journal, I'll say this. It's not your typical $2 on the newsstand kind of magazine. It's a journal about Broadway and the theater that people pay a lot of money for because of its information. So for $200 a year, you can get 21 issues.
And it's well worth that.
$10 an issue, and normally issues sell for about $14. So, Performing Arts Insider. To find out more, go to PerformingArtsInsider.com. PerformingArtsInsider.com. Well, I think that takes care of our sponsors.
Okay, can we do the...
Let's do a couple of quick shout-outs and then get these all out of the way, including a shout-out to Rob from Philadelphia, who said he would be listening a little late now. I probably should have done that earlier in the show, but it was nice meeting him at that picnic I was talking about. And let's say a shout-out to you, Jeff Goodman. Thank you so much for being part of this.
Yo!
And to my beautiful wife, Joyce, my partner in cinema. And I'll explain a little more
and
of that.
And your partner in Philadelphia.
Yes, she is. My partner everywhere I go in life. And listen for a bunch of vintage Dave's Gone By episodes at theaterpod.com.
And let's say hi to your father.
My dad, too, who's probably also listening. Dad and Mom. God bless them.
Mom's usually asleep by now.
She's asleep by 9 in the evening. As soon as she hears I might be on the radio, she's like, oh, my God, what's he going to say? Good night. But Dad usually sticks it out. God bless him. So he and everybody can hear vintage episodes of the show anytime at theaterpod.com. T-H-E-A-T-E-R pod.com. And also, Jeff and I are on YouTube as part of Jeff and Charlie's program, Two on the Isle. Just go to YouTube, look for Two on the Isle. Finally, I want to let everybody know that next week's show, very, very exciting. We have a guest. See, we didn't want to do one this week. I wanted this to be an old-fashioned kind of a show. But now our first guest of the new sixth season of Dave's Gone By is a former teen heartthrob, the one and only Robbie Benson. Is going to be the guest on Dave's Gone By.
I have a Robbie Benson story, too.
You have a Robbie Benson story?
I swear to God, he sat next to me at a restaurant.
When? How long ago?
A long time ago, when Amanda Plummer was doing Agnes of God.
Uh-huh.
Sat next to me in Barrymore's and was really, and kind of made a piglet of himself.
How do you mean?
Well, it's kind of a long story. Oh. They ordered some soup.
Yeah.
And Robbie Benson took his fist. And you know the little packet of crackers you get?
Yeah.
And he smashed them on the table, and like little bits of cracker went everywhere. But a lot of it was on the table, and then asked Amanda Plummer to lick it up with her tongue.
What?
Which she did.
You go to all the best restaurants.
Yeah.
He didn't tell that story. Okay. Were they seeing each other? No, he's been married to...
They
like,
did a movie together.
Oh, okay. Well, wow. I mean, I know she had some weird stories and things like that. She was kind of nutty for a while.
Well, she's nuts.
Yeah. He obviously was kind of, too. But he has a book out. A book. It's a satirization of his life in Hollywood and the fact that he's been a director of TV shows for the past 10 or 15 years. He's directed hundreds, or about 100 sitcoms. So he's written a book about the insanity of Hollywood. He did it as a novel. A fictionalization, but it's still a goofy satirization of the whole thing. So he's going to be on our show talking about the book, talking about what it was to be a child star, you know, because he was in Death Be Not Proud and Ice Castles. And so Robbie Benson...
Ice Castles, I think, was the movie they were... Was that
Wrestling one? Holly Johnson.
Oh, okay. Well.
And he was also in The Chosen, a lovely movie that we're going to ask him about. So Robbie Benson, September 9th on Dave's Gone By, and then coming up also in the weeks ahead, the return of Mostly Mop Top, the Beatles band. They're really going to be coming back in the middle or towards the end of September. But by the way, who are you? Let's reintroduce.
I'm Jeff Goodman, and we're on a Labor Day telethon.
We're having our own mini-thon here. We've been
Except
on
we have
10.
No calls.
Well, no. No, we didn't want any. We've been
I challenge anyone to call right now.
631-888.
And Dave will stay on for another 3 hours.
Good God, no. Good. Well, no, I mean, well, I'll say
your wife is at home good dialing right now. Yeah, stay out of the house for another 3 hours.
No, I think not. No, she probably tried valiantly to stay up until about 1 in the morning and then conked. But anybody, if you do want to call, we kind of want to get out of here, but if you're listening, 631-888-8811.
You'll always make that last valiant effort
what
for...
What the heck? What if your cab driver is out there, if you're driving home from a party, because people might have been out late tonight, it's the holiday, 631-888-8811 is the phone number at WGBB.
This really was a laborious Labor Day.
Well, I loved it. I had a great time.
And what did you call the Dave's Gone By?
It was Labor Pains. The Labor Pains episode of Dave's Gone By.
Did you get labor pains?
Well, no. I got a little hungry for a while, but I grabbed a quick snack. And then I just listened to a lot of things on YouTube, thanks to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of fun. It was also fun just talking about all the stuff we were doing way back at 11 o'clock.
When, 10 o'clock?
Well, 10 o'clock, yeah. 10 o'clock we did the pre-show. Then 11
really
o'clock
talked
we did
about
the
my trip
show.
To...
to Costa.
Gee, I wonder if I got that upgrade yet.
It's long enough that you've taken it already and come back. Oh, man.
What's that?
It's been long enough since we started being on the air here that you might as well have gone to Costa Rica and come back.
Okay, not the way I travel. I'd still be in Baltimore.
Well, yeah, that's true. So, what else?
What time is it, Dave?
It's 3:25 a.m., September 3rd, happy Labor Day. And hey, if you're feeling bad, by the way, remember, summer is not over. You still have 3 more weeks of summer.
And if you're really feeling bad, just remember, we're here, so we're more pathetic than you.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we can... We're going to do another half hour.
No.
I'm getting almost a second wind. Oh, no, wait, that's just me breaking a second wind. But, you know, All right.
Oh, Dave, you're punny, punny, punny.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, those of you who've hung with us since 10 o'clock tonight.
And they were well hung.
It's longer than the Chabad telethon. Where's my comedy bell? I don't even know. I don't even remember what I'm playing to go out for the end of the show or what I wrote.
Let's play a little gospel tune.
No, let's not. We have the opportunity not to play gospel, so let's not. Yes, a most appropriate song for this Labor Day. And I didn't even know this band until I got their CD out this week. Again, not even thinking, not even assuming there'd be a song that would be apt. It's a band called Buffalo Tom. That sounds kind of like a cross between Husker Du a little bit and Counting Crows. Some real interesting stuff, some real catchy stuff. The first song on this CD that I got out is called Summer. And it's about the end of summer. So what better way to go out on this Dave's Gone By, this 236th episode of Dave's Gone By.
I'm surprised it's not the 239th already.
Why is that?
Because it's gone on so long.
Well, I know. Well, we missed the show last week, so that's why I was out of town.
Why'd we miss the show? It wasn't me.
Wasn't me. I was in Philadelphia.
It was you.
What could I do?
You weren't here.
Well, you know. Life sometimes gets in the way. But I'm here now for one more
you
minute.
You won't take off for my birthday, just not to host the stupid sports show?
Huh?
I don't know what I'm
saying. Yeah, it's late then. You have to drive me home, so I want you awake. So
it's not happening.
Wake up, Jeff. And everybody...
Dave's going to be hitching on Sunrise Highway right now.
Those of you... Yeah.
So if you guys are driving on Sunrise Highway and like to pick up Dave...
Well, you want to rephrase that?
For sex...
No. Anyway, oh, there goes your mic. No. I didn't have to do that all... For 5.5 hours, I did not have to do that. So that's pretty... Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for listening to Dave's Gone By. I will be back next Sunday night at 11.
And maybe I'll be calling you from Costa Rica.
In fact, try at 10 o'clock when we'll have the hour free. Because the 11 o'clock hour, I'm reminding everybody...
I'm going to call you at 11 o'clock and we're going to break in. I think Robbie Benson will... You know what you could do?
Why?
You make it like the Action News, the special report, this just in. Just from Costa Rica. Hello, it's underwater here.
Even that, or you could have like a real echo and be like one of the dead miners. Maybe not. Okay, I'm tired too.
My mic just went out. I don't know what
happened. Yeah. Be with us next Sunday night with Robbie Benson on Dave's Gone By, the 237th episode of the show. Until then,
peace be with you.
Don't miss your days going by. This is Dave Lefkowitz.
And Jeff Goodman.
Peace be with you, and don't try and feel those labor pains too hard.
And remember, when you fly, many connections. And gone by.